My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Did you see that wipeout from Leon LeCount in the women's cross-country mountain biking over the weekend?
I saw a still photo of the faceplant.
Dude, look, I love the mountain biking. It is easily my favorite obscure sport to watch in the Summer Olympics. I absolutely love it. That was one heck of a wipeout in the rock garden area over the handlebars. She's okay. But there's like 70 riders in that race, and she was in third place. It's got to suck. But they're, I mean, they're flat tires in that. One woman's bike like exploded.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Because you're going over all these rock formations and stuff, and she obviously, in a jump or something, landed, and it looked like the back of the frame broke.
That ever happened to you?
No. No, I've had flat tires before, yeah, but never.
Have you gone over the handlebars?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Do you wish that there was secretly that there was a camera
without
to catch
question?
That?
Without question, I felt a certain.
Well, you're, I went you're over a GoPro guy.
Yeah, I did not have the GoPro on that day. I went over the handlebars out at the DTE trail north of Chelsea, where I hit a stump in the middle of the trail, and I went flying. I went over the handlebars on a downhill up north on the North Country Trail, and it's amazing. These wipeouts are over before you even know they're happening.
I cringe when I hear him talk about this because I had a friend of mine that broke his neck like 20 years ago in a mountain biking accident. He's fully recovered now, thank God.
It's scary.
But no, that's really scary. Kang, when Doug was trying to kill you in Vegas years ago when you guys were on the mountain bike thing, did you ever wipe out? Did you see Doug wipe out in that?
Neither one of us wiped out. Doug tried to make me wipe out, though, like you said. I'm pretty sure he did. It did not work, Doug. I knew my limitations. I would just slow down if I saw something that was looking a little iffy or sketchy. Sketch-ma-getch, as your kid would say, yes. Doug. So I would just take it easy. Your limits.
Would you describe that outing as you actually kind of enjoyed it or you didn't like it at all or you even hated it?
No, I enjoyed it somewhat. Okay. Somewhat. I can't say I fully enjoyed it.
We're out in the desert. It was a hot day, man.
Yeah, it was. Oh, was it hot in Vegas that day? Yeah. It was hot that one day in summer in Las Vegas.
Oh, was Vegas? Is it hot? That was September.
Was it?
That was like late September, mid to late September, yeah. Oh, it was hot, yeah.
Yeah. No, and we had some scenic views out there, so it wasn't all terrible. Mm-hmm. I survived. No one was hurt, but not something like, you know, hey, Doug, let's go do it again.
Did you see the wipeout LeCompte had in the women's cross country?
Yeah, that looked rough.
Yeah.
Hey, good thing she was wearing a helmet.
Good thing.
That
right?
is correct.
There you go.
Right?
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Daryl is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, Doug and Scott. Long-time listener. Love your show.
Thank you.
You know, I followed the Tigers for over 40 years, and I'm not trying to be mean, but I think I'm losing more brain cells as we speak by listening to some of these callers. First of all, right now, the Tigers, the chances of making the playoffs are pretty slim. Second of all, I love Jack Flaherty, but he's got a history of injuries, and he's not going to sign here. So by not trading him is a major mistake. Now, in regards to Tarek Skubal, you need to look at the market. First of all, this is kind of a unique situation. There's not that many great pitchers. Now, I don't trade Tarek Skubal unless you get a king's ransom. But if Baltimore is willing to trade Mayo and Jackson Holiday, you know, then you got to consider it. I think some of these fans aren't understanding what these other trade packages. These two guys are AAA and Major League ready. And third of all, they don't understand his agent, Scott Boras, who does not sign extensions. And I want to see these same fans call me in 2 years or call in and say, hey, you know what? The Tigers should have traded Tarik Skubal when they had a chance. I'm not trading them, but if they have an offer that they can't refuse, especially with the current landscape, you make the trade, because those two could potentially really increase your rebuild. You tell me if I'm wrong.
I don't know if you'll ever get more for Skubal than right now. I think the Baltimore team that hasn't won a World Series since 1983, that has all kinds, a wealth of riches in the minor leagues, is seems to be almost the perfect trade partner for a team in Detroit's position. Now, they might not pay enough, and that's fine. Totally fine. But I'm willing to listen. Others aren't, and fans that don't want to listen, you know, I understand how you don't want to give him away. You want to build around him, and you can. There's more than one way you can get to the finish line. But not listening feels like you could make a organizational changing trade, but people don't even want to listen to that.
And nobody's saying give him away, but you got to listen. And if they're willing, because of the landscape, trading Mayo, who's ready, who's raking in AAA, and Holiday, and they've got a ton of prospects, and people don't understand, Baltimore also has, like, Kerstad, maybe I'm mispronouncing his name, but they've got hitters that are really good. All their players are blocked in the minor leagues. A lot of them are. And these fans don't understand that. Now is the time to strike if you get an offer that you can't refuse. I don't think I'm wrong with that.
No, I mean, with as many guys as they have blocked, they should be willing to part with them. They should be.
Yeah, I would, if I were Baltimore, I'd give up the players, because I think the juice is worth the squeeze here. I think if you landed Tarik Skubal, you'd be in the driver's seat in the American League to win the American League.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd have that 1-2 punch of Burns and Skubal, which is incredible. But I don't know if Baltimore is going to have the guts to do it. Even though, look, we haven't won a World Series here since 1984. Had a nice run of 8 or 9 years when the team was really competitive, but they didn't win it again. And we're still searching for the next World Series win. You got a chance to do it. Go for it. Win the World Series. Put your team over the top and do it. And you could do this, if you're Baltimore, without really damaging your future. I don't think they're going to do it.
In theory, right? I mean, they got Gunnar Henderson, who is a 23-year-old all-star Silver Slug award-winning shortstop, in the way of Jackson Holiday.
Right. He's an MVP waiting to happen.
And they could repurpose Holiday at another position, or...
Which they'd like to work him at second base, but they've got other guys.
But they've got other guys. And so they could move on from Jackson Holiday and not impact their major league club at all. And Tarik Skubal would. But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Again, it's, are you willing to listen? And some people aren't. I'm willing to listen. You're willing to listen. That caller's willing to listen.
If I'm an Orioles fan, I'm pissed if they don't get Skubal by this trade deadline. Because you said go for the World Series. Gator, you're not going for it just this year. You're going for the next two years. So that's 3 years of making a World Series, a strong World Series push. You're not damaging the current team at all.
The current team, you're not hurting at all. In the future, what you have to do, I mean, Burns is a free agent at the end of the season, so you'd have to re-sign him, which is going to be a pretty penny to do. But by all accounts, the new ownership there is willing to spend money. So if they're willing to spend money, they can keep Burns. If you keep Burns and Skubal, then you've definitely got a leg up on everybody else in the American League to try to be as competitive as possible over the next couple of years. And with all these players, good God, is it a young, exciting team that they have in Baltimore? And they've got players that are in their mid to late 20s that they could move in this deal if they wanted to stick. I don't want to give up on Jackson Holliday or Kobe Mayo. Okay, then give up on Mountcastle and Norby or Kierstad or whatever, and they could do that. I don't know if the Tigers would be willing to take that in return.
I'd give Holliday, whoever the Tigers want. If I was an Orioles fan, I'm not an Orioles fan, so I don't care what they do. I'm a Tigers fan, so I do care what they do. And it's a harder decision if you're a Tigers fan. If you're in a Tigers front office. Because if you don't trade Skubal, Scott Harris, Greenberg, Illich, you better go for it the next 2 years because there's no guarantee Skubal's going to be here after that.
Well, your point is if the Tigers were in Baltimore's situation, you'd be screaming for mountaintops. Make the trade. 248-539-9797. Jeremy is next on 97.1. Hi, Jeremy.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on. Sure. I just want to talk about basically like three examples that I think kind of reminisce with Tigers fans. Of guys that we traded previously that didn't really work out for us. The first one, obviously, everyone knows, the Verlander trade. We didn't really get much in return. Those guys didn't come up. They didn't pan out, whatever. The J.D. Martinez one, we gave away a generational hitter who's...
All I say to you is, I mean, we didn't get to your point, but if your point is don't make a trade because you've made trades in the past that didn't work, is that really the way you should operate?
I mean, you're in a situation.
It's a different person making these trades.
Yeah, and you're in a situation with J.D. Martinez that you had to trade him or lose him for nothing. You had to trade him. And it was at a team that was a sinking ship. That was not a playoff team anymore in 2017. This team was done. They had to let him go, and the deal they made didn't yield much. Jose King, Sergio Alcantara, and Joel Lugo. Nothing worked out.
Do I go to the dating analogy again? You get your heart broken once, so you're never going to date again? Or should I stop with that analogy?
It's okay. All right. you keep trying, Doug. You keep trying.
Gator, new team's involved. Somebody else is looking at Flaherty. Do they have what it takes? We'll get to that at 12:05. Plus, we'll get some Brad Holmes sound next hour. He joined the morning show to announce the signing of Taylor Decker long term. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.